Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, is partnering with Farm Bureau and the State Ag Department to host an agritourism workshop next Monday, the 15th, in Elizabethtown.
The agritourism industry nationwide is a $713 million industry, and farms that are going to embrace agritourism or who are going to advance their agritourism enterprises have different challenges than other farms because they are opening their farms up to the public and they're providing food many times. There are unique challenges associated with entering that business space, and we wanted to provide some forum for them to be able to get information about how to address those challenges and figure out what resources are out there to help them.
KCARD Executive Director Alita Bott says they'll deal with marketing, business development, grant and loan funding, solving short-term issues, and building long-term plans.
When businesses are starting out, they really are focused on the near term. And that's normal because you've got problems you've got to address right away. You've got to think about what bills are on your desk right now. And that's a very short-term focus. And what we want to try to do is get past that, particularly once your agritourism season is done.
She says now is the time to assess and evaluate success and challenges and plan for next season and beyond. We'll be right back.
Most people think water pollution is an industrial problem, but it's also a household problem. When you allow hazardous chemicals, paint, or even pet waste to wash down the storm drain, it goes directly into our water. That makes a huge mess today, and an even bigger mess for our kids to clean up tomorrow. It's time we all did our part to protect Kentucky's water. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
KCARD's Alita Bott says agritourism operations face unique challenges, like what's hot and what's not.
Agritourism is one of those business ventures that's going to continue to change because you're providing an entertainment experience on your farm. And as we all know, consumers change their minds about what they want to see and what they want to experience.
And agritourism operators, when thinking about creating new visitor options, need to make sure that attraction fits well with their farm and family.
You are living on that business. You are a part of it, and it's a part of you. And so what you really have to think about is whether your plans and your vision for the operation also match what your family envisions for the operation.
Farmers interested in the agritourism workshop next Monday at the Nolan RECC in Etown can get registration details online at kcard.info. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.